And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Again, opening this Thursday in New Iberia, the play The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It will run this weekend and the following. Opening on the 5th, a performance called The Bumpy Road, a cabaret of pregnancy and beyond. That will open at Theater 810 on September 5th and run for 2 weekends. We'll be speaking with the producers of that play later on this week, Allison Brandon and Sarah Roy. Adam Truard will be joining us. He is the musician who also has a program on KRVS, and he's doing the original music for The Bumpy Road. This weekend, there will be two original plays performed at Cité des are two original plays by Yvette Tyler. On Friday, September 5th, the play God Bless the Truth will be performed, and on Saturday and Sunday, A Horse Named Barus. For more information, you can stop by the Cité website. In Lake Charles at the historic City Hall Arts and Culture Center, there will be a gallery talk and opening reception this Friday. The exhibit is called The Genius of Noel Rockmore, and Shirley Marvin and the founders of the project, T. and Rich Marvin, will be there sharing their story about how his work was discovered in storage units in New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. That will be this Friday. Doors open at 5:30, and the gallery talk is at 6 in Lake Charles at the historic City Hall Arts and Culture Center. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will have a Native American Culture Day this Saturday. Chief Mayu of the Vogel Tribe and his wife will be there visiting the market and giving a preview of the upcoming Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville. So you can find out more about it and experience some of Native American culture this Saturday, September 6th. And the auditions for the Nutcracker Ballet for the Lafayette Ballet Theater will be held September 6th and 7th. For more information, you can contact Lafayette Ballet Theater. Their website is lafayetteballettheater.org. And the 16th annual Soiree Royale in Opelousas will take place on Monday, September 8th. And this Soiree Royale benefits students. They offer scholarships for culinary students and hospitality students. And we'll be speaking with someone from the Soiree Royale tomorrow more about that event. For a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed the Blues Box or Medicine Ball Caravan or Born on the Bayou or any of the others, or you'd just like to hear them again, you can go to our website and search the podcasts button and listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. That's all at krvs.org. You can also support us very easily and securely at that site. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And beginning at 7 on Tuesday nights here at KRVS, we have an evening of locally produced jazz, starting with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears from 7 until 8, John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10, and Ajalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.